Elder James Hall from Yallabusha Primitive Baptist Church in Water Valley, Mississippi. Text starting in Psalms chapter 49, verse 6.
Take your time, Brother James.
Well, you better not want me to do that. I like to take time. I like to take a good bit of time. Brother Larry said one time, he was sitting by Brother Mac and me, and the preacher says, "When the Lord's with me, I like to preach." Brother Larry said, "I do too." And, you know, that's a privilege that we really, really enjoy. I enjoyed the services yesterday and the preaching, and we had a spirit that did discussion at lunch. The ones of you that were in on it, it got pretty deep at times, I think. I said, "Don't get over my head," but, you know, it don't have, when you're short like me, you can get over my head pretty quick. I got to get busy. There's a verse of scripture was mentioned twice yesterday in the preaching, and it was mentioned in the discussion. All week, as I worked around the place, I've thought about the condition that depraved man is in. And I thought about how we got into that depraved nation, situation. We inherited it, and listen, don't blame our father Adam, because we wouldn't have done as well as he did, I don't think. But he was probably one of the smartest people in the world. Solomon had a lot of wisdom, or more wisdom probably, but he's one of the smartest people. But you know, we got in a bad shape, dead in trespasses and sins. Couldn't get back into the tree of life. Didn't need to, and as long as we were dead in sins, because we'd really been doomed then. Psalms 49, verse 6 says, "They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." Boy, that is a rich thing. That is full of words of the blessings of the Lord. None of us can read. Oh, you say, "Well, what do you mean?" Would you like that responsibility? Brother Buddy, would you like to have the responsibility of redeeming the population of God? I came up in an order of people that the motto back then was "Save the lost at any cost," and I don't want to be derogatory about it. Well, I tell you, there's a way that we can go about, and it would bring about some salvation through the preaching of the gospel.
That's right.
But we cannot fix what Adam messed up.
Amen.
I don't have time to get into this. I lost my bookmarker. I don't have time to get into this very much. But over in the book of Luke, when John is announced, and when he's born, his father said that there's going to be one that would redeem his people. There's going to be one that would redeem his people. It wasn't going to be John. It wasn't Moses. There was going to be one to come and pay that price of redemption. There's a text in Galatians that I love. I'm going to read the one before the one I love the most. "And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. The previous verse said the just shall live by faith, not by sight, by faith. Verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. It's putting it exactly where it belongs.
Right.
Now there's a soul that sinneth, it shall die. There's a separation through sin. Sin will separate you from God. I didn't say eternally, but it sure will interrupt your fellowship.
Amen.
And your joy.
Amen.
So, that's the reason we should walk soberly and righteously in this present world. Now, I told you it gets to be a lot of this. But I can't go and take care of all of it. In the first chapter of the Ephesians letter, I'm just going to take one verse out of that very, very primitive Baptist doctrine. Verse 7 says, in whom, Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You know, it's a blessing to have your sins forgiven.
Amen.
Wouldn't you enjoy going through feeling the condemnation of your sins? No. I'll tell you something else. The Lord has forgiven us, and we need to be forgiven of one another, because there is a comfort and a blessing there too when we forgive others. And furthermore, the Lord's Prayer says we ask him to forgive us as we've forgiven others. Now, think about that. Well, we were redeemed from death and trespasses and sins. Rusty, you're going to take my wife's place. You got to ring the bell. About 2 minutes. In 1 Peter, he says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Remember over in the Psalms? That rich man, that wealthy man, none of them could redeem his brother. Well, here's the way it works. You were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation or way of living and lifestyle, received by tradition from your fathers. We're all alike. We're all alike. There's none good, none righteous, no, not one. In fact, in the condition of total depravity, we hate God.
That's right.
And we're not going to approach unto him. We're going to do exactly like our father Adam did when he found out he didn't have any clothes on. He was naked. He went and hid himself. That's the way we want to do. But let me tell you, you can't run and hide from the Lord.
Amen.
You're looking at a Jonah. I'm lucky that I didn't end up in the fish. I ended up somewhere else. But he said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. It worked from Adam to the last heir promise. But it was manifest at the time of Christ. Now, one more. And I promise you, I will sit down.
Dean.
I got to tell you this right if I run over. Years ago, at Bethany Church, Elder J.D. Holder was the pastor for years, 24-something years. Philip was a little bitty boy. And they talked about the preacher running over and going along, and Philip had heard his brothers talk about going to school, and they rung the bell. The preacher hadn't much more than got started, and he was sitting right back on that front bench over on the right side of the pulpit, sitting there with his daddy. He stood up and said, ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling. Mr. Stanley grabbed him by the seat of the pants, set him down. Revelation, chapter 5, and now we're talking about redemption. None of us can redeem his brother, but we have a redeemer, and we're redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ became the curse for us. That's amazing. That's amazing. Verse 9 of chapter 5, and they sung a new song. saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Y'all, it finished.
That's right.
It's completed.
Amen.
It's sure. And you go back to Romans 8, and there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. There's nothing that can take it away from you. And, oh boy, isn't it wonderful? Now, Brother David said he would like to preach after a spirited song service like that. I hope these brothers are stirred up and ready to go.
Amen.
God bless you.